introduce the next topic that will focus on whether research on potential insect invasive species that can transmit animal diseases should take precedence over invasive crop pests and diseases. But first, what's an invasive species? Well, a definition that was suggested by the two debating teams is that invasive species is the species that has a demonstrable ecological or economic impact. Well, such a broad definition implies that invasive species are not all equal. Some can have an ecological or economic impact intentionally, for example, with species that are used in agriculture or species that might be used by potential bioterrorists or biocriminals. The impact of invasive species can also be accidental, for example, with species that could be associated with international trade or international tourism. Also, the invasiveness of a species, for example, the impact on the economy can be natural. If you just look over there, you see that the room is full of these species, I mean us. Well, on a more serious note, invasive species, as I said, are not all equal. Some can have positive effects. Like, for example, there are a few species that can provide us with almost 90% of our food supply here in the United States. Another example with insects, for example, the honeybee, which is worth several billion dollars each and every year to the agricultural economy in this country. However, these invasive species can also have dramatic negative effects. It's been estimated that every year invasive alien species cost about $120 billion. These species could be, for example, the gypsy moth that was introduced intentionally in the US by a French naturalist for improvement of silk production, and a little bit more than a century later, the insect caused a record of 30 million acres of forest defoliation. So while this introduction apparently was a bad idea. Well, there are also, for example, also Africanized bees. They were introduced in Brazil and now they have been found in southern United States, and the perceived economic threat and human life threat also important from these species. But where do invasive species, why do they matter in this biosecurity debate? Another definition of biosecurity that I found in Science, it was mentioned that this biosecurity definition was unified and as broad as possible, that it would be the strategies to assess and manage the risk of infectious diseases, quarantine pests, invasive alien species, living modified organisms, and biological weapons. And from this definition, insects being very abundant, very ubiquitous organisms, it makes sense that biosecurity programs would require research on insect invasive species. And these species could be categorized into diseases that can transmit diseases to animals, and species, sorry, that can crop pests. The main concepts we are likely to hear in this debate, that probably here both teams will agree on that both categories of species are very costly. However, the two teams might argue over the fact that whether they impact animals or crops, they can have a differential prevalence, maybe they can have a differential human impact, and the prevention and management strategies that are associated with these species might be different as well. I think it's important to mention also that the debating teams were assigned to a topic at random, regardless of their personal opinion. And what will happen is that the University of Tennessee will first present the proposition on the topic, and then the team from Rutgers will have the opportunity to offer their current position. They will argue with their rebuttals, and hopefully we'll learn. Now we can give them a hand.